And, you know, it's interesting, of course, the temp sirolimus was studied specifically in these poor prognosis. But I think, again, the oncologists in practice sort of seeing different tumors and different kinds of concepts, in a way, it's a little counterintuitive. I mean, biologically, are the worst tumors, does it make sense that they might respond better to something like an mTOR inhibitor, or is this just the function of how the trials were done?
It's a great question, and we struggle with this a little bit. One question that you could turn this data on its head and you can say, well, was it really that temp sirolimus helped them live longer, or did these patients just die faster on interferon? Did interferon actually make these people worse? Well, actually, when you look against historical controls, that's probably not the case. They probably did better on the temp sirolimus. But your point is well taken, Neil. This is a very targeted drug. This is a very specific drug. It's blocking one protein, really. It really doesn't have a lot of off-target effects. So why would blocking this one protein take a patient population with a really poor prognosis? You know, median survival in the interferon arm was 7 months. So really kind of end stage, last stage, almost pre-hospice patients, and make a substantial improvement, almost a 50% improvement in overall survival. And, you know, the reality is that mTOR is probably active not just in the cancer cell, and maybe not just even in angiogenesis, but probably even in the processes of inflammation and some of the biology that goes into sort of the poor performance status and even the processes of dying. It's quite possible that blocking mTOR is really a palliative effect in these patients. One of the nice things about that drug is it's well tolerated even in these poor performance status patients. They were able to give 91% of the dose in this population, which is really incredible given how sick they were. And it's probably this effect and basically just temporizing the cancer progression that ultimately translated into the biggest survival advantage.